Hello, welcome to Daily Inspiration. It's Brother Jeff here. Reading from Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. The parable of the two sons. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. Yeah, here in this story here, this parable that Jesus spoke of, it seems that there's a despised classes here. The sinners, it says, will be saved before the religious and the self-righteous, the chief priest and the elders. I believe this illustrates that sinners who first reject the truth and then repent and do the will of God. It also illustrates the hypocrite, the self-righteous Pharisee who promised God all but really did nothing for him. I believe that we must realize that what we say doesn't really add up very much. What we say is not what really matters. It's what we do. What we say is so easy. The old saying is like this, talk is cheap. But works have actions. Works have reality. The one son was told, go. And he said, yes, sir. But he found other things to do. The other son said, no way. But he said, you know, this isn't right. I need to go help Dad pick grapes. So he repented, put on his work boots, and he went out and helped Father. You know, the Jesus' words there at the end were very sober and very powerful. When he told those religious men of the day that the harlots and the publicans will go into the kingdom of God before you. You see, we need to not just act religious or propose to be religious. We must be in a real relationship with God, doing the will of the Father. That is the key. We must be doing the will of God. The Bible says in Matthew 7, I believe it's around verse 21, 22, 23 there, it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. God is looking for you and me to do his will. So, a quick question for you. Which of the two sons are you? Are you one that says you'll work for God, but really your whole life is self, selfishness, self-righteousness? Are you just doing your best to appear before men to be religious? Maybe we're just men pleasers sometimes and not really God pleasers. And I want you to know that the most vile sinner that would get up tonight and repent and start obeying God, he would be going to heaven before the 40-year church member that just lives a stinking life of self-righteousness. Oh, my friend, we all need to obey God. We all need to say yes to God, but we all need to do his will. So let's just think about these two men. Which are you, the first or the second? Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32. Something to ponder. And may God help us all to be the real thing. The Bible says, except you repent and be converted, except you become as a little child, we will not enter the kingdom. The Lord bless your evening, your day, your life with the rich blessings of the gospel and the Spirit of God. This is Brother Jeff, and we appreciate your call. If you have a message or a question, 099 accesses the voicemail. Bless you.